This week about interesting din that an avel does not wear tefillin on day one. So you saw the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph that had a machlokas day one, day two, day three. Halacha l'maaseh we'll see inside. We practice that it's only day one that an avel does not wear tefillin. And the basis is in the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tezvav tells us we have a number of interesting dinim that we infer from what Yechezkel had not done or what he did do. We do the opposite. Yechezkel had lost his wife, the psukim tell us, in a magefa, in some plague. So for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him keeping any avelus. So one of the examples we have here, the pasuk tells us when it came to wearing tefillin, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that read the Gemara says, Avel is asir laniach tefillin midekamer lei rachmana li Yechezkel, from Hashem telling Yechezkel, Pe'ercha chavesh alecha, that your pe'er is a lashon of tefillin, something crown, glorified. Pe'ercha, your pe'ercha, your tefillin, you should chavesh alecha, you should wrap on yourself. And the implication is, mechlal d'chuliyama aser, that implies everyone else who would be an avel would not be allowed to wear tefillin. So that's the din. And the Gemara in Brachos has the same idea here. We're going to learn this more next week as well. Next week we're going to discuss the halacha of a avel learning Torah. So number one, the Gemara quotes in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph that Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav Avel is chayav bechol mitzvos hamuros b'Torah. He's chayav to perform all the mitzvos in the Torah. Now the significance is here, just as for foreshadowing next week. So the Gemara says a Avel can't learn. So the Gemara says a Avel can't learn. How come it says here he's chayav in all mitzvos? Sounds like he should be learning. So we're going to discuss next week what obligation Avel has, if any, to learn, or maybe not allowed to learn anything. But for our focus right now of tefillin, so an avel has to keep all the mitzvahs, chutz min tefillin, except with tefillin. Sherei nemar behem pe'er, it says pe'er, pe'ercha chavush alecha. So that he has to keep all mitzvahs. Now this is in contrast to an onen. An onen doesn't do any mitzvahs. He's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. An onen can't do a lo sasei. He can't do a negative mitzvah. He can't kill someone. He can't do a vodah zara. But he doesn't do positive mitzvahs either. He doesn't say shema. He doesn't daven. He doesn't wear tefillin. That's an onen. Onen we're going to discuss when the Gemara gets to it in a few months from now. We'll get to it. An avel, however, is chayv in all mitzvahs. The one mitzvah he's not chayv in is tefillin because of perichov. So why not? Why can't? Yeah. You're just pointing out, making it clear. Yeah. Percha is something glorified. Now, with regards to onen, it becomes interesting. Let's say there's an aseh and a lo sasei, they're attached to each other. For example, the Pischei Tshuva says, are you allowed to wash netilas yadayim before eating bread? Eating bread, they have to eat. They need to eat. So they're eating bread. Should they wash their hand? Is that considered a mitzvah or not? So the Pischei Tshuva says, well, maybe it's a mitzvah and they shouldn't wash their hands, or maybe really it's a gezerah, because for when Kohanim eat truma, they have to wash their hands, so it's really a gezerah of an iser, so maybe it's an aseh that's attached to a lo saseh. So any aseh, or let's say Shabbos Aveda, ow, bit my lip. So Shabbos Aveda. So let's say you see an object, so we know you have to return it. Let's say you don't want to return it. Well, there's a lav. I can't ignore that object. So now, if a person's an onen, does he have to pick up the aveda because he's not allowed to violate a lav? So whenever there's an aseh attached to a lav, that's where things become interesting. So now our focus is on an avel. Now an avel is chayv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin, because tefillin is described as pe'er. It's something that's a beauty, the glory that of a yid that he wears, and he can't wear it. Why not? What's wrong with wearing tefillin? So there are two opinions in Rashi, Rashi in Brachos and Rashi in Sukkah, that gives two different explanations. Anyone pick up on what the difference is between Rashi in Brachos versus Rashi in Sukkah? So I'll read it inside. There's a conceptual difference, I believe. Rashi says, number two, he says, Alama Amar Rabbi Abba, Kemo Lama Amar Afa Pisha Tarid Betzaro, Chai V'chol Mitzvos. Even though he's Tarid, that of course his mind is not in the place where he wants it to be, it's all over the place, he just lost a relative. Chutz mina tefillin. He's chayv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. And he explains in Rashi further, Shenemar behem pe'er li'yechezkel pe'er chacha v'shalecha v'gomer. And this Rashi adds, V'cheven debay pe'er. Since one needs to wear, he needs pe'er, needs the beauty, v'avel, this is Rashi's addition, avel mizgolel b'tzaro b'afar. An avel now is immersed, he's covered in dirt or ashes. It's afar means dirt, the idea of ashes. Tzara b'afar ein ze pe'er. That is not pe'er. That's not called beauty. That's not called teferis, because he's covered in afar. That's what Rashi says. So now look at Rashi and Sukkah, and let's compare the two. Rashi and Sukkah says, number three, Avel la bar pe'erhu, uch shemispa'er, when he does glorify himself with wearing tefillin, mara atzmo batzmo shena avel. It gives the impression as if he's not an avel. So what's the difference between those two Rashi's? Anyone pick up on that difference? Is this a psul in the avel, or is this a psul in the tefillin? That seems to be the machlokas. So I'll say what a nafkamina would potentially be, and then we'll read back inside Rashi, appreciate this. If the psul is in the avel, it's affecting his avelus, but really it's chayv in tefillin. So then, let's say he decides to put on tefillin anyways, well, he shouldn't be, but let's say he puts on tefillin day one, and he says a bracha on tefillin. Would he have violated a bracha levatala? Let's say a person wears tefillin on Shabbos, and he says a bracha. Of course, we know you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and he puts a tefillin on and says a bracha. Would that be bracha latala? Yes, because you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So an avel cannot wear tefillin, so l'chora, it would say being a bracha levatala. So that's what Rashi, I believe, says in number two, in brachos. He says, avel miskol b'tzara ba'afar ein zeh pe'er. That's not pe'er. When a avel has dirt on his head, it's a psul in the tefillin. You can't wear tefillin being an avel. It's completely possible to wear tefillin. So if it were you to wear tefillin and say bracha, that would be a bracha levatala. It's like wearing tefillin on Shabbos. But the second Rashi says, no, you're chayv in tefillin. An avel is chayv in tefillin. It's just inappropriate for a guy to be wearing tefillin when he's sitting shiva. So that's what Rashi says, mare ba'atzmo she'eno avel. He's giving off the impression like he's not an avel. Not that it's a problem in tefillin. Tefillin he actually can wear, but it's going to give the wrong impression for him being an avel. So it's really a din in avelus, not a din in tefillin. So I think, in according to Rashi and Sukkah, if let's say the avel were to wear tefillin, and he were to say a bracha, I don't think he'd violate a bracha levatala. It would be a chisaron in his avelus, because he's being mara atmo, he's giving off the impression as if he's not an avel, but it won't be a psul in the tefillin. So it's a psul in the gavra, a psul in the chefta. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in and also, but they're not really enough for me as I saw. So conceptually, we could appreciate whether it's a psul in the tefillin or whether it's a psul in his keeping of avelus. That's the two, I think, the Rashi's, the machlokas and the Rashi's here.
But there's so many other ways to tell that he's an avel, other than
it's true. So you're saying if the guy is wearing tefillin and his shoes are off, or he's wearing his bag is torn, that as well will be. Yeah, it's true.
So what happened
that
we don't hold by that?
Well, I'm not sure that really any nafkaminas. In the end of the day, we assume that we paskin and avel can't wear it. If it's because it's psul in the tefillin by the first day, only day one.
People don't put on tefillin.
The day one, they should. We'll see. Go through the halacha. It's complicated, like anything else in avelus.
People do.
What?
I've never seen.
Right. Yeah. So we'll go. We'll go through the halacha. We'll see. One of the things there, as we'll see, is there's a difference of Yom Kippur and Yom Misa if they're different days. That's part of the discussion as well. We're going to get. We'll build it up. But conceptually, halachically, the Gemara clearly says an avel doesn't wear on day one, and either it's because it's a psul in the tefillin, or because if he wears tefillin, it's going to be a psul in his keeping of avelus. One of those two ways. Yeah.
It seems, I mean, we had the benefit of going through this before. It seems it's not a psul in the tefillin. Maybe.
It's unclear.
It's because the reason why it requires both kfura and misa on the same day is because of the teridus, if you will, if that's a word, of the individual himself. He's so tarid, he's so...
We'll build it up. We'll get to that point of the yom misa and yom kfura. So now the question becomes, if it's really an issue of his avelus, it's an issue of he's being an avel and has afar on his head, so how come it's limited to just day one, and how come it's... how come it's limited to day one? So look at the Tosos, interesting Tosos in number four, the Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Tosos wants to know, why is Rashi adding this whole other line of that the Avel is covered in Afer, he's got dirt on his head? The Pasuk says that Yecheskel should wear tefillin, Perecha Chavashalecha, and everyone else should not wear tefillin. So what's Rashi adding in by saying, because the Avel is covered in Afer? So in this first Pshat in Tosos, he writes, he quotes from the Sar Mikutzi, one of the Rishonim, that you need Rashi because you would have otherwise thought that just like a person is doesn't wear an avil, doesn't wear tefillin, you may have thought he shouldn't keep other mitzvahs as well. That's the Havamir. So Rashi needs to emphasize, no, it's only tefillin because since the avil has afar, so therefore he doesn't wear tefillin. which isn't relevant by other mitzvahs. Yes.
It's a strange thing to a person's imply because the Gemara right there says a person's tied in all mitzvahs.
Right.
And then it says the pasuk. Why does imagination come to that conclusion?
No, so I think it's a great point. So if you learn the Gemara Moed Katan, though, you wouldn't have that impression. The Gemara Moed Katan doesn't say Avel Schaiv in all mitzvahs. It just says the tefillin. And you might think, just like he doesn't wear tefillin, he shouldn't do other mitzvahs. You're right. In the Gemara Brachos, it seems that you can't have such a Havamina because it clearly says Avel Schaiv b'chol mitzvahs. Great point. Yeah. So maybe he's asking really from the Gemara in Moed Katan, perhaps. Yeah. Now, what's interesting here is then Tosva answers as follows. Why would you think that just because there's a p'tur in tefillin, so there would have been a havamina that kavachomer, you'd be chayv, rather you'd be pater in all other mitzvahs. We discussed this in the Seder. So again, the halacha is that an avil doesn't wear tefillin. And the Gemara says, Tosva says, just like you don't wear tefillin, kavachomer, I would have thought certainly you don't keep other mitzvahs as well. What's the kavachomer from not wearing tefillin to not saying Shema, not wearing tzitzis? What's that jump? Any suggestions of what that jump might be? Of if you're potter, if an avos potter in tefillin, certainly he should be potter in all other mitzvahs as well. Edu Sheker. So that's Shema, that's close. That's saying Shema without tefillin. But there's a Gemara which I think explains this, which is similar to what you're saying. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin tells us that a person who doesn't wear tefillin is called a poshe Yisrael begufan. It's called poshe Yisrael begufan. That's the title. So the Gemara uses that phrase, and the Gemara says, "Who's called a poshe Yisrael begufan?" And it says, "One who doesn't wear tefillin." So one who doesn't wear tefillin. So this machlok is what that means. So the Rif says a person who never wore tefillin in his life, that he never wore tefillin. Right. There's a kakafta de lomach tefillin. The Gemara doesn't use that phrase here. But
is that the same thing?
Same idea, yeah. The person who's never worn tefillin in his life. So there are two things what the relevance of that is. Number one is you see why, I imagine this is the impetus of why Chabad goes around making sure everyone wears tefillin at least once in their life. At least once in their life. This way they're not called poshe yisrael begufan. That's number one. Number two is, you know, you always see the stories of people get their tefillin checked when they're 75 years old and find out that their tefillin was pasul since they were 13. And they're so, obviously, you can imagine, you know, 60 years of their life not wearing tefillin kashrut. So, well, you know, what's the big deal? They did the best they could. They were honest. They didn't know. They were told it was kosher. Why do they get so excited about this? I wouldn't want anyone to be in such a situation. But it happens. So, unfortunately, it happens too often. But the reason why people take this so seriously is because it's a person who's never worn tefillin, kosher tefillin in his life. He's called Poshe Yisrael Begufan. It's a very serious offense not to have worn tefillin. So I read a story recently where there's an old man who this happened to, a very old man. And he was excited when he found out that his tefillin were pasul. What are you excited about? You just learned you didn't wear tefillin. He said, no, now I can put tefillin on kosher for the first time in my life now. So he's excited about the next day wearing kosher tefillin. So
you're in trouble. How do they know for sure that the old tefillin are kosher?
No, you have a sofer you trust.
Well, clearly that's the way it started.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you don't know initially where it came from, but again, it's all about trust. So when he's 13, whoever bought the tefillin, you know, the grandparents of all the tefillin didn't look into the right person. Who knows? It happens.
Puzzle. What? Could have went on day one.
Right.
No, it could. No, it could be. It was empty. It was empty. Blank cloth. Mind blank. I mean, these things.
I'm just saying. It's so.
Sure. Yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible. Yeah. You have to have tefillin checked. You know, certainly when you're older.
The person who actually sold it to him, or the sofer who actually wrote it originally.
Say it again.
What kind of punishment this person?
Oh, not doing it. Probably, you know? You don't want to be there with him. Yeah, it's terrible.
My son-in-law gave his tefillin in there to check.
Uh-huh.
To a certain place. I asked Rabbi about it afterwards. He says it's known not to give it into that place.
Wow.
And he got it back and was wearing it. And then he gave it into some place in Eretz Yisrael. And they said it was just 100% possible. I mean, you couldn't fix it.
Terrible. Actually, you're right. The Gemara does use Lashon Karkafta, the Lo Manach Tefillin. That's the Gemara uses that phrase. Okay. Now, other interesting things that come up just as a side point they discuss back here. If a person doesn't wear tefillin, according to the Tosas, it's only when he doesn't wear tefillin because he finds tefillin to be disgusting to him. If it's mevuzah love, that's what he thinks is a violation of this inyan. So let's say a person doesn't wear tefillin because he has a stomach ache. He's sick. The person's not bechlal. Now, most don't hold like the Rish. Most hold that, no, if a person skips an entire day of not wearing tefillin, that's considered this inyan of poshi yisrael begufan, one who doesn't wear tefillin. But if there are good reasons, so people therefore take tefillin very, very seriously. And that's perhaps some of the reasons we're going to get to the Nitzik of Real, that even though the halacha is that an avil doesn't wear tefillin, many were makbid to wear tefillin anyways on the day of avelus. But we'll get to those applications. Okay, let's go a little further now. Let's jump to number 6 now. This interesting ritva. I know I didn't do the Rashi here. Actually, let's finish it up. Sorry. Let's finish Tosfos. I'm sorry. Number 4. We're asking the question, what was the need for the Rashi Svara? That even though it says that Perecha Chavash Alecha, that Yecheskel should wear tefillin, and no one else should wear tefillin, Rashi said the additional reason is because an Avil has an Afar. He wears dirt. So what do we learn? To Rashi says, Tzarech Taimed Rashi L'chayavo B'tefillin L'achar Yom Rishon. So that's a very important point. That this avel has dirt only on day one. Only Yom Rishon is it considered afar. But after that, it's no longer considered afar, and that's why he wears tefillin. So day one is the iser for an avel to wear tefillin. Okay, there's an interesting ritva number 5 here, but it's an interesting lam this year, but I don't want to lose you guys, so you can look it up inside if you'd like. Let's jump right to halacha number 6. Number 6, Shulchan Aruch is very clear. This is in Yardaya Hilchas Avelus, Simen Shin Pei Ches. Sif Aleph, Avel is Aser Laniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon. There you have it. You can't wear tefillin. It's straight from the Gemara right to the Shulchan Aruch. V'achar Shanitzachama B'Yom Sheni, after sunrise on day 2, Mutur Lanicham, he's allowed to, and he should also. And then he writes in Siv Beis, Mibari le la'avel yisuve daita lechavne le beit tefillin shelo yasiach daita mehem. It's of course hard for an avel to have focus. He should do the best he can to properly focus while wearing tefillin from day 2 and on. About mashas hesped bechi lo manech le, but during any eulogies or crying, he should certainly remove the tefillin. It's inappropriate to wear tefillin. He's not talking about the hesped at the levaya, seemingly talking about any hespedim during the course of Shiva. So if a person's davening, after davening, he comes to sit down for people with Menachem Avel to him, he should remove the tefillin, lest he cry while wearing tefillin. So that's the din. One does not wear tefillin the first day of Avelis. So the Shach adds, not only that, im shama shemua krova, dina kiyom kavura, da asel niyach tefillin. So not only that, what does shemua krova, yes?
So it seems that the Isser is to be in a state of distress when you're wearing tefillin, right? So distressful that you would cry.
No, not necessarily.
I
think he's saying in addition to that, crying is another reason why a person should not wear tefillin. The day one of not wearing tefillin could be simply an objective thing.
I understand, but it's because a person would be apt to easily cry when they've been in such a state of...
Not sure if that's the case.
Why does he mention it? Why is he
that's an additional reason. A person doesn't wear tefillin day one is because the pasuk says he can't be a pe'er. Because there's a shame avel he has. Day one, he has dirt, this figurative dirt on his head. He's possible from wearing tefillin, even if he's not upset about it.
Sometimes people cry when they daven. Would not be an iser or a problem with wearing tefillin at that point?
No. It's only a bechi of avelus, would it seem. It's a good question. You mentioned that they talk about this. The Arizal talks about crying during davening. The Pesach Tshuva quotes.
Some people cry during davening.
For sure. You know, last week I got that text that Rav Kamenetsky's father was nifter during the shir. So growing up, we davened right next to him in Yom Narayim. So I remember my brother and I would always fight during Yom Narayim, and he would daven crying. I never understood why he davened. Right, Kamenetsky's father. I mean, his mamash, he had nothing to cry about, but he would daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he would be crying. And we thought it was almost like a joke. Who cries during daven? Who takes this stuff so seriously? We're busy fighting, pushing the chairs against each other, and he's trying to have kavana during the davening. People do cry. People do cry during davening, and it was filling on us as well. But I guess it's a different type of bechi over the loss of Avelis. Loss of a friend.
Said that until loss of shachar, because I assume they want to hold people back from trying to put it on at night.
I'm saying neitzacham, which is a little bit later than loss. Yeah.
Specifically, because probably if they weren't allowed to do it during the course of the day, some people would try to put it on. I'm assuming the reason why you had to say it that way.
I think just because you have to wait to the daytime to put film on yom, you can't wait for
tefillah. Because otherwise, people will try to.
Not because of Avelis, because like today, you can't put on tefillah too early. Because before Talis and Tefillin. Okay, the Shach then says, on Yom Shmuel Krova is also, the din of Shmuel Krova is a fascinating discussion here. What's a Shmuel Krova? A person finds out a relative of his died. within 30 days of the death. So let's say Aleph Nisan, there was a death, and he found out Ches after Shiva's over, he would still keep full Shiva. That's called Yom Shmua Krova. He keeps the halachas of Shiva. Shmua Rechoka is if he finds out only 30 days after the death. That's Shmua Rechoka. That you keep just for Mixas Yom Kekulo. You keep just for a moment a Velus. You take off the shoes, and then the Velus is over. But Shmua Krova is a full Shiva if it was heard within 30 days of the death. So Shach says that the day of hearing the death has a din of Yom Kvura, and one would not wear tefillin that first day as well. So the Dagam Rav Avah quotes a fascinating shita of the Maritats. The Dagam Rav Avah was written by the Noda B'Yehuda. It's Noda B'Yehuda's comments on the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes from the Maritats. It's hard to read. I know it got a little blurry here. Ra'isi b'maritats b'chidushav le'ezu neshech. It's written on the end of the parak Ezu Neshech. He has his chidush in there. Dafke imhu yom ha'misa u'kfura. When does an avil not wear tefillin? Only if the Yom Misa and Yom Kippur take place the same day, where they bury the same day that the Nifter dies, which is very rare nowadays to get in the death, rather the Kippur, right on the same day as the death. If that were to happen, so then that's when one doesn't wear tefillin. Aval im meis b'yom v'nikfer b'layla, the death happened during the daytime, and they only buried at nighttime, like in Yerushalayim, chayva v'anachas tefillin. One would have to wear tefillin on day one. So let's say the death took place on Sunday, and the burial was Sunday night, which of course in Halach is Yom Sheni, Monday. So Monday, even though it's day one, the Maritat says he would wear tefillin, which is the explanation why Avelim wear tefillin on day one. Why? Mishum de'ein Avelis b'yom rishon daraisa rakim hum yom misa v'kvura b'hadada. If you remember from one of the first shiurim we did, that when is Avelis daraisa, we had a three-way machlokas. Some held that Avelis is always midirbanim. Some held Avelis is deraisa all seven. The shita of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that only Yom Rishon is a deraisa, but it's only if Yom Rishon is both Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, then day one is deraisa. So Maritats felt if it's deraisa, then deraisa has the ability to push off wearing tefillin, another deraisa. But once you separate Yom Misa from Yom Kvura, so then day one of Shiva is only midirban at that point. To have a mitzvah derban Avelis to be docha mitzvah deraisa of tefillin, let alone a serious mitzvah of that one who doesn't wear tefillin, is posha yisrael begufam, that the Avelis does not have the ability to push off, and therefore he passed that one should wear tefillin on day one, if again Yom Kvura is a different day than Yom Misa.
So what does he do with Rashi though? In Tosfos it's shot in Rashi. The person is rolling around in the afar.
Right, so he felt, I guess, that the afar would only be there if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kvura. You have to say something along those lines, or not hold a Rashi pshat here. It could be, you know, Rashi's dealing with Afar versus a pear, and he's dealing with Deraisa versus Derabanan. Maybe it's a different angle than Rashi, or maybe he thinks Afar only comes about when there's real Dinam Deraisa.
Right, and the third problem, like he doesn't look like an Avol, he puts on
tefillin. Right, correct. Yeah.
Apopikain,
since it's only Derabanan, we don't care as much. There's only so much we could be concerned with.
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he most likely be an Onen if it was Yom HaMisa and Yom Kippur the same day?
So for during Yom HaMisa he'll be an Onen, but from Yom Kavura on Monday, now he's no longer an Onen anymore.
Of the same day.
No, so what would happen would be, this happens in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who's been to Eretz Yisrael for Kavura, so it really can't be the same day, but you can't wear tefillin as an Onen. So what happens is, if let's say the burial is close to Shkia, so they'll try to have you put tefillin on sometimes in the Beis HaKfaros, which deals with issues of Loag L'Rush and wearing tefillin in the Beis HaKfaros, but they'll try to get it in right before that's already Avelis begins. So let's say a guy goes in, Shkia is at 8:20. So now they get the burial in at 7:50 p.m. So now Ninus is over, Avelis begins, they'll have you put tefillin on right away during the Avelis. So there can be a period of the day where there's Avelis, where there is no Aninus. Now certainly if the burial was early in the morning, the death took place at 7 a.m. and the burial was at 12 p.m., then there's plenty of time after that to put tefillin on, even on that day.
But I thought once the Kavura and the Misa and the Kavura is on the same day, then you would not put on tefillin. Dafka was not put on tefillin.
Correct. So the scenario I gave, let's say the death took place on Sunday and the burial was Monday.
But you just said it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and let's say the Kavura is sometime in the afternoon.
So let's say the burial was Sunday, rather the death was Sunday, the burial was Monday.
Oh, okay.
So then, So then you have plenty of time, so they can have different days.
Hold on, so then yeah. That happens, they don't put on tefillin Sunday at all?
Sunday, they would not put tefillin on Sunday. And Monday, not either.
So we don't pass on like the Amaritats.
Well, we didn't get to the Psak yet, right. But we wouldn't wear on Sunday because it's Aninus, not because of Avelus. Now, day Monday, where the burial takes place, Maritat say, well, since Yom Kavura is different than Yom Misa, Maritat says Monday, one would put tefillin on. But the Dagmar Rava argues and says, no, I don't care if Kavura is a different day than Yom Misa. He ends up saying here, look at the case of Shmuel Krova. We just saw before the Shachal, the Shmuel Krova, one wears tefillin, does not wear tefillin. No,
ah. Where's Aninus in the Maritats?
He's not talking about Aninus. We're not concerned with Aninus.
But Yom Misa, Yom Kavura, it must be...
No, no, we had a case there.
Yom Misa and Yom Kavura.
No, Aninus is before burial, and after burial is Avelis. So before burial, everyone agrees there's no tefillin. That's Aninus.
Yom Misa, Yom Kavura, and not be an Onan at the same time.
No, because once there's burial, so then you turn, one turns from Aninus into Avelis. So now he's in an Avel after the Kavura. So everyone agrees in that case, you don't wear tefillin. But then when Yom Kippur is, let's say, Monday, the death is Sunday, and the Yom Kippur is Monday, so that's the machlokas. If it's separate, so the Maritat says you don't wear tefillin anymore. I'd rather you do wear tefillin since it's separate. But the Dagmar Rav Hava says, no, one doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of Avelis, even though it's a different day. What's his raya? Because we just saw the shach that says, if one hears a Shmuel Krova, which is, hears that relative dies, which is could be 2 weeks after the death, he doesn't wear tefillin. So we see it always goes based on the Yom Avelis. Yom, nothing to do with relationship to when the Misa took place. Now, because we're really running out of time here, let's just jump to Halach L'maisa of the Minchas Elazar. So Minchas Elazar says, number 12/13, an extra number there. He has a interesting, we keep seeing this. Whenever it comes to Halach L'maisa, we're going to see this idea. You should at least, by the end of this learning this parak, you should at least know this one din. When it comes to Hilchas Avelis, it's Kedivri HaMekel. That's the one thing you should be able to walk away with. We always pass in Lakula when it comes to Hilchas Avelis. So he has an interesting halacha here. He says, number 13, let's read inside the bold. Paskinan halacha Kedivri HaMekel, be'avel, ve'af shedas mekama revasa halacha Kedivri HaMekel, be'avel, hainu rak, be'plugsa de tanai. Some say that this principle that we follow the leaning opinion by Avelis is only when there's a machlokas in the Tanayim, or in perhaps even the Amorayim. When it comes to poskim, let's say between Shach and Taz, or later or even earlier than that, we don't apply this din. It only goes back to the times of the Mishnayos and maybe even the times of the Gemara. So he says, I don't care about that because many assume that Divya Mekel applies even when it comes to later poskim. So he says, we do poskim, Kedir Mekel, even amongst the poskim. So then he says, therefore, since we have a Machlokas Maritats versus all the other Rishonim, we should be Mekel. And we should be Mekel on Avelis and Machmir on Tefillin. Now, it's hard to figure out what that means exactly. Mekel on Avelis. So what he thinks Mekel on Avelis means, let's finish the line. Mekel on Avelis means one should be Mekel and one should wear Tefillin. So if, let's say, the death was Sunday and the Kavura was Monday, Maritat says, we're Mekel and let the guy wear Tefillin. In terms of Avelis, we're Mekel on this level of Avelis. One should wear Tefillin. And other Acharim say, no, one should not wear Tefillin on Monday since it's day one of his Avelis. So the Minchas Elazar says we should be Mekel and Avelis and Paskin like Minchas Elazar, rather like the Maritats, and should wear Tefillin on Monday and also be Machmer in the midst of Tefillin to not go a day without wearing Tefillin. That's what Minchas Elazar says.
So is the implication that Avelis is the Rabbanan because you're Mekel and Tefillin is derisive? So you're...
Not necessarily, because we have Kedivri HaMekel. We pask in the Shulchan Aruch that day one is derisa, if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kippur, if it happens to be. And even though it's deraisa, we would still apply other dinim of lakula by Avelis. So even though normally you're right, deraisa should be lachumra, this would be an exception where even when Avelis is deraisa, where Yom Kavura and Yom Misra are on the same day, we would still say Kedivri HaMekel. But the Maritat says, Mikra Din, if Yom Misra and Yom Kavura are the same day, he would agree not to wear tefillin. That's a Mefurash Gemar, Mefurash Shulchan Aruch. The only machlokas is if they've been separate, so the Minchas Elazar says one should wear tefillin, on the, even though it's Yom Kavura. So after the Kavura, one should put on tefillin. He quotes an interesting side point here that when it comes to weighing in different poskim, who do we take into account? Who do we acknowledge? Any poskim who say, anyone who says whatever they want could be taken into consideration. If he has a kula shita, we pass like the kula shita. So he quotes a sefer Me'orei Or that says, the Maritats was just chidushim. I mean, people write chidushim all the time. We don't paskin based on the chidushim. Now, Brisker Rav has all these chidushim. We don't paskin straight from the sefer Brisker Rav. It's a pilpul. So they thought Maritat was also a sefer pilpul. We don't acknowledge his psak. And the Minchas Lozah said, not at all. It wasn't. He didn't see the sefer inside. This was not a sefer of chidushim. This was a sefer of halacha. Maritats was the Maritats. And therefore, we do acknowledge his psak, and we paskin like him that the Yom Yis and Yom Kippur are different days, so then one would wear tefillin. Now, halacha l'maisa, again, I don't know much about how these things work, but I would imagine we would say if the Misa and Kippur take place on the same day, then one should not wear tefillin. I imagine most cases, as you were saying before, when you experienced it with your parents, I imagine it was different days, especially in Eretz Yisrael.
It was different days.
Yeah.
And he responded, and he said, his go-to safe is the Net of Gabriel on these things. But he said there are shitas all over the place, and essentially you can go, any which in either way, but he didn't address the specific case of Yom Misa and Yom Kippur being the same day.
Okay, so I'm going to just...
It was 2 days difference.
Right, so that certainly when flying the Bayit to Eretz Yisrael, it's impossible to have the same day. So all these things have to do with Minhagim. I'll just read to you just what he says here, just for a couple of minutes, in Nitta Gavriel.
What happens if you do the other way?
You can't have a burial before death.
No. Depends on how much you like the person.
The mafia was involved.
Exactly. Depends on how much you like the person. But if you fly the body from Eretz Yisrael back to here.
Where you extended the day.
It is possible.
That's something in terms of burial that shouldn't be. It's hard to really do that halachically. Once the body's in Eretz Yisrael, to leave to bury Chutz La'aretz is a big problem halacha.
I know a case.
Right. Halachically it's a big problem. But okay. So anyway, let's just read inside what the Nitta Gavriel writes. Just some of these halachas. He does say in his halacha, Avel is asher l'anich tefillin kol hayom afilu achak kvura. He passes. You can't wear tefillin after the kvura. Mipnei she tefillin nikrin pe'er. Shenemar pe'ercha chava shalecha v'avel me'ola ba'afer karno, he has dirt ve'ena la'aseis pe'er tachas efer. So that's what he clearly says. The one does not wear tefillin. Then he quotes a whole long footnote, kidarko, all these different shitas, and he says, ha'olam shagubazet, people make a mistake, u'maniach ha'aveilim tefillin bo bayom, b'vom mi'beis ha'kvaros, they put tefillin on the way back. V'nir de'atal is balahem mi'tishabav, he thinks the mistake came from tishabav, where we do put tefillin on in the afternoon, not in the morning. That's what he thinks the mistake is. But then he quotes, "Ach yesh yichide segula shenagu laniach tefillin gam biyom arishon biyom amisa." People do wear it, or certain yichidim. He doesn't say who they are, even though it's yom kfura yom amisa. People do wear tefillin on day one, and he quotes some shittas who hold this way that the Rashash, the Mekubal Rashash, would wear tefillin Rashi and tefillin Rabbeinu Tam on day one of Avelis. He would also do this on Tisha B'Av as well in the morning, which we don't do. So there's a whole, as Moshe said, there's a whole range of what to do. But his stam psak is not to wear tefillin, like the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. But he quotes a number of mekubalim and chasidim who would wear tefillin even on day one, even though it seems to go against the halacha. Now, he also says in Siv Dalet here, Kishenikvar meis b'yom she'ena yom amisa. When the burial is a different day than the death. So let's say the death is Sunday and the kvura is a Monday. So das rov poskim hi de asila niach tefillin biyom kvura. There are many who hold, even in that case, where the yom kvura is different than yom misa, namely against the maritats. Many poskim say you still can't wear tefillin on day one. But yeshomim, they're those who say, which is the maritats, de kishe'enu yom misa, when it's a different day, then one's chai betefillin. So what's his suggestion? Again, it all depends on minhagim, depends who you're asking. Lachain, there are those who say one should wear tefillin without saying a bracha. So let's say the death is Sunday and the burial is Monday. His suggestion is wear tefillin on Monday, but don't say bracha on that tefillin. That's his suggestion. But again, it depends who you're asking, depends on minhagim, depends on the community. And last thing we'll mention here, then we'll stop, is he says, what about wearing Rabbeinu Tam? So tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, there are those who say that even though we wear tefillin during, one wears tefillin during Shiva, Rabbeinu Tam people don't wear it during the entire Shiva. That's some Yesh Omrim. Of course, the other Yesh Omrim say that one does wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and his suggestion is that one should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin bitzina where no one else sees. So again, there's a whole range, but it's all based on this Maritats and the Sugya here.
Why are we dead?
Why would it be an issue once you've already put on Rashi?
Right, because Rabbeinu Tam, we know it's only mitzvah halacha. It's only a chumrah. So if there's a whole discussion wearing tefillin, to have to do a chumrah, which you already fulfill your mitzvah tefillin with Rashi. So to go ahead and do a chumrah of tefillin when it seems to be against the nature of one who's in Shiva, it would seem that one shouldn't do that. Al pi Kabbalah, where Rabbeinu Tam is a much bigger inyan, so then it would probably seem very likely that one should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But the Be'er Heitav quotes from the Arizal that the Arizal did not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Aveiros, or at least he passed, I don't know if he did or didn't, but he passed not to wear Rabbeinu Tam during Shiva. So there's a whole range, of course.
I just think practically it would be difficult. Since you have the ability, you can't really have a chance to...